could be like a question and answer with the conversation between different sounds, or with the confusion of like all of the sounds together. It's kind of like a lot of jams that I've heard that are just people
have agendas in a jam. Like, you want to make the noise that you want to make. So what we're doing is having our own agenda by we want to make the noise about the room. So it's like, even though whatever anything's going to say, we're not going to react to it, we're still going to go ahead with our agenda. So it's like being not swayed by anyone.
But it's more fun, if you try to respond.
But it's different, because other people will be responding, but we won't.
Feeling an agenda, which is not very funny.
But it will be, because we have it all at our hands to trigger. If we hear a sound, or if we hear an object that someone else describes or makes a sound of, then I'll know where that is, I'll be able to trigger that sound. So we'll be able to respond.
Maybe jam with us more than us jamming with them.
I think it could be quite nice going the other way, though, because like if someone else has a slightly more abstract or like we're cataloging everything in like a very wide. We're taking pretty much everything that we can find in the room, and so if we hear someone else use one of our objects, it's like we're the kind of library of sounds. And so if someone uses an object, then if someone like makes the sound of a chair, then I can hit the button that says chair. And then the size of it, and then the sound of it, like the three sounds that we're... So it's kind of like, it's like the referencing library. Let's say we're cataloguing things, and then we can play it back. So it's a very clinical sort of jam.
It's not a musical jam, it's an information jam.
Yeah, it's a jam of information. So
it's a jam of information that you can spread on your toast of life.
But it's kind of like standing next to...
What? It's the... It's the jam of information that you can spread on your toast of life.